The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Just yesterday, I caught a wild bird with my bare hands, and then I set it free, because that's just who I am. When you love something, you set it free.
But first, you must catch it with your bare hands. That's the rule.
And now, my friend Eric Metaxas, who is a lot like that caught bird.
Fly, little Eric, fly. Be free and fly.
Fly to your microphone in the mountains. Yawk! Yawk!
Yep, I think we're going to edit that out. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. If you don't mind, I was going to spend the whole program pushing my new book, Donald Builds the Wall. I got a kid in college. The rent is not going down. I need your help. Donald Builds the Wall is, I offer it out there. It's a fable for our time. There's a vicious gang in the book. It's the MSNBC 13 gang. And the reason
I just turned to that page.
I love the fact that Ann Coulter is in the studio, so I'm no longer going to talk about my silly book, Donald Builds the Wall. I'm going to talk to Ann Coulter. Ann,
this is so great.
You're darn right it is. It's the greatest book ever. Listen, the illustrations are by my friend Tim Ragland, who's a stinking genius. And if it weren't for him, I wouldn't have done any of this. He's brilliant. There's
I'm
a lot of funny stuff in there.
I read this every night to put me in a good mood and give me good dreams.
No, it's good.
If
it's
only
all,
it were true.
It is true. You'll see. We were talking. I just want to talk to you about everything. And I think let's start here. This culture that we're living in, there's so many people that recognize that we've kind of gone crazy. Now, your average American hasn't gone crazy, but the media and the cultural elites, they've always been leaning crazy,
but they've now gone
full crazy, where they don't seem to understand that there's a rooster and a chicken, and that's all there is. They don't seem to get that. They don't seem to get a lot of stuff that is so basic. And I think average Americans, because they're trying to focus on raising their kids and doing what they're doing, they tune a lot of it out.
Yes.
But you know, and I know that the cognoscenti, the people who live in Manhattan, the people who are on Twitter, are living in an alternate reality.
No, and they have totally, you're completely right. They have come out of their shell under Trump. We can thank him for that. And I mean that genuinely. I think it may be the only thing we get out of him, because it used to be, you know, more subtle. No, not anymore. Now you can't. I used to joke about being the New York Times' most loyal reader. I subscribed and read it online from law school, really right up until about sometime during the 2016 campaign. And it used to be, the headlines would be deceptive. You'd have to turn to the inside, A17, where the stories continued, and it would be paragraph 23. You finally get the crucial part of the story.
That's right.
There would be corrections 2 weeks later.
Right.
But now you can't even get the truth, you know, ever, not in paragraph 23. It's just hysteria. This business they've started now about the only thing that built America was slavery.
Can you imagine? Look, we don't even need to go there, because I will lose my mind.
Every media outlet fell for this. I mean, everyone who saw this, the story of the little girl, and she's a little girl, I'm not going to blame her. This is what gets rewarded in America.
Yeah.
Who claimed that her dreadlocks or her braids, whatever it was, had been chopped off. She's like 10 years old.
And everyone knew instantly.
Except the entire mainstream media.
Hoax.
That ran it as a real story. There were long denunciatory stories. The fact that Vice President Pence's wife was a part-time teacher. It was a Christian college. You should have seen.
And we know she's a racist because I've had dinner with her.
Liberal Twitter was just full of how, if this is Christianity, I'd rather burn in hell. And then, of course, you know, a week later, it turns out to be fake. This is what our mainstream media did. There was a story just, usually I don't even bother with this stuff anymore, although some of my columns are nothing but going through and showing how the New York Times is lying to you.
Yeah.
That's obviously a lot of Adios America and actually a lot of all of my books. This week, Chicago Tribune has an article quoting an NYU immigration professor saying the term illegal alien is rarely used in the law. This isn't a legal term at all. So I just start citing section.
I read your column and I was laughing that you had actually cited the sections of the law where it's
mentioned. And that's only the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Then I noticed that it was a quote from an NYU law professor of immigration. So I looked up the New York law, section 73, illegal aliens. So how has the Chicago Tribune responded? They've reposted the article in their lifestyle section. You're going to correct us on Twitter, Coulter?
Yeah.
Okay,
because the lifestyle section, we know that's sort of opinion-y.
going to run it again. So you can't trust anything in the media. And I don't think anything, I've said this many times, nothing can be accomplished in this country until the total destruction of the media and we
now,
rebuild
else. What do we mean by that? Because I feel like I want to translate what you're saying. It's the same thing when Trump says it's fake news. What he's saying is that journalists have, in fact, abdicated what was a sacred role. It wasn't just about making money or getting clicks, or it was about doing a job like a doctor. Yes, he makes money, but he has a sacred calling as a doctor. Teachers used to have a sacred calling as a teacher. Journalists used to behave that way.
No, they're lying
Something
activists.
Has happened now where they have ceased to do that, and I've noticed it. And so just because there are a few that still do it, typically international reporters,
right.
They're actually journalists.
Daily Mail
and stuff.
Is fantastic.
Okay,
if I want to know what's happened in America, I check Daily Mail.
So when you talk about, you know, we've got to get rid of the media, what you mean, obviously,
the only place you can get the truth on things are often, you know, blogs, web pages, something like Second City Cop. There's a Chicago cop who is secretly blogging. They're dying to find out who he is. Dying. Ooh. I highly recommend that web.
I'm pretty sure it's Rachel Dolezal. let me say.
They're the ones who are being, where you can get the truth. I mean, I realize the New York Times and basically every television network, it's just a bulletin board for there's something going on. Like you'll see the story about the Christian school in wherever it was, Virginia, with the fake story, the hoax hate crime. I think most Americans, and if you don't do this, you should behave this way. This is what I do. I think to myself, oh, there's a story involving a school in X town. I'll have to go online and find out what happened.
Wow.
But you don't actually read the story where it is being reported. I'm not going to get the truth there. I just know, Minnesota, there's a tax issue. I'll go online and, you know, Powerline or something and find out what's really going
on. This is why I think this president has done a great service. He has, in effect, by his behavior,
exposed them,
outed these people who have been in the weeds for 50 plus years. They've been there since the 20s. But as we know, these people have finally been outed. So the question then becomes, once they're outed and we can see them for what they are, do we believe that the free market will deliver news platforms that will deliver the truth?
Well, yeah, it could be doing that now. And at the risk of upsetting your audience, something else Trump hasn't done, which is to say protect, you know, his biggest supporters, people like
my audience are not all Trump supporters. I hope not. I am not always talking about the president or praising him.
I'm interested in what's true. Should have said it last segment. So What I was talking about last week, or whenever this
when you were wearing that same blouse. Go
Look,
ahead.
It's very important. We only have, how many months do we have left now? 13 months until the next election. I put it to you is, if Trump doesn't seem to feel like he needs to keep his promises to the voters in his first term, will he feel more or less obliged to do so in a second term? I figure we got 13 months to put pressure on him. Don't mistake me. I will not be voting for one of the lunatics. They're so insane on the Democratic side. I mean, even I am going to have to vote for Trump.
Okay.
But now is the time to put pressure on him and not to play games and pretend like he's building the wall. He isn't. He is replacing sections where there were fence. Okay, admittedly, it was often just a crappy little sawhorse or something, and he builds a real fence. But look, it makes a difference if he's built it on a new section of the border. And, I mean, as Michael Behe says in the Darwinism debate, you need a minimum of three pieces for a mousetrap. Two pieces doesn't catch any mice, none at all. Same thing with a wall. When we have a 3,000-mile border, building a wall on 26 miles, that's two pieces of the mousetrap.
Got it.
We need the full mousetrap. So I feel like this is when we have to put pressure on him. And one of the things
I never thought you'd bring up Michael Behe,
my love,
to make your case. Isn't that amazing? You know, I interviewed him at Socrates in the City.
He's fantastic.
Oh, yes. A long interview. You can watch it online, SocratesInTheCity.com. He's a hero. All the intelligent design guys are heroes. They're amazing.
He helped me with my book, Godless. Because, you know, I have like four chapters on Dar.
We're going to a break. We'll be right back with, what's your name, sweetie?
The clouds got in my way.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillow. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special so you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code Eric or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Hey, folks, even Pink Floyd agrees that the president should build the wall. Isn't it amazing that Roger Waters, all those guys, they're rooting for it? And Ann Coulter. Now, you've never been with Pink Floyd, but you've listened to them.
Yes,
is that
I
where
have.
You got your idea about the wall? All right, let's talk about, well, we were talking about a few things, Ann. You were
the
just,
media.
You were
I was
just
saying
talking
one
about the
other
media.
Promise that
Go.
He, that he hasn't.
Yes.
This isn't like a promise, like, you know, build the wall. But it's really stunning that Trump isn't protecting his own supporters on social media. Some of his biggest supporters and most important supporters, who do they go after? The ones who are appealing not to our generation or really our demographic, but, you know, the wild ones like Milo Yiannopoulos, who was with Trump from the beginning. Wild, funny, brilliant, and if you have met anyone, you know, in his from the age of 10 to 25, they love Milo. Laura Loomer does a lot of great stuff. Gavin McGinnis, the founder of Vice magazine, he defined hip.
Well, I've had Milo on this program a number of times, and no one else seems to have him on.
Well, he's been banned, you know, from every social media platform.
He hasn't been banned from this program.
No. But he's banned.
No, I know that.
He can't make money anymore. Same thing with Laura Loomer. Same thing with Gavin McGinnis. And we, people like you and me, just write it off and say, well, that won't happen to me. I think we're all going to be thrown off election year. And then they'll say, oh, it was a glitch. Sorry about that. Once the election is over. It's a very simple fix. Trump can get Congress to do anything. They will defend crazy things, he says. They will defend insane tweets.
Are we living in the same country?
I'm making a point.
I don't think they ever defend him or much. He's got like five people that defend him in the GOP.
You know they all hate him, and yet not one of them will accept, you know, like Romney, who apparently always secretly wanted to be John McCain. By the way, really good guy primaried Romney when he ran. This is his only first term, just because he's old. It's not like he's a senior statesman.
Right.
I hope that guy primaries him again. His name is something like Thomas Kennedy. In any event, except for a few like Romney and Flake,
They'll do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he has enormous power over them because of his supporters.
Okay.
Plus, try to explain to your voters why you haven't changed the law that allows Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of them to say, no, you can't sue us. We're just a bulletin board. Hey, still talking.
We're just
a bulletin board. While simultaneously saying, oh, but we're also editor of the New York Times and we will determine what you can post on our sites. No, it's one or the other. If you open them up to lawsuits, then all of Trump's supporters get back on.
Okay.
But right now, they're going to be thrown off. You and I are chilled. We can't tweet the things we want to tweet. We can't say the things we want to say. People are constantly suspended. You've lost, again, James Woods, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos. Look, even Alex Jones. And, you know, conservatives all said, well, he did have conspiracy theories. Give me a break. Spike Jones makes movies that are conspiracy theories. Michael Moore makes movies
what
that
about,
are conspiracy theories.
Okay, as usual, the reason I want to interrupt you is because now there are nine things that I'm not going to get to say because I want to ask you. You said made many important points. First of all, you talk about you make it sound, now you know the law and legislation better than I do, but it seems to me that you make it sound easy, as though he could do X and he's not doing X. What could he do? In other words, we've had hearings on Google and Facebook and stuff. What's supposed to happen?
He knows perfectly well what he needs to do, but then someone told me he'd have to make a phone call, and he decided he'd rather sit in his bed, eat a cheeseburger, and tweet.
Tell me what he would need to do.
Tell Congress to change this section. I mean, there are plenty of senators. I think it's section everybody's always talking about, section 236 or something, whatever it is.
So to make
allows them not to be sued. To be
right.
Simultaneously, I mean, the New York Times would love that. We will decide what gets published in our newspaper, and you can't ever sue us for what we publish in our newspaper. That's what Twitter, Facebook, all these social, and this sprung from the point, how do we destroy the media? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the liars who make democracy impossible, because we need to have an informed populace to vote on what's going on in the world. That's not what we have. We are living in Orwell's 1984, where up is down and black is white. And people are, as you say, starting to see it. And that is thanks to Trump, not from him trying to do anything. They just lost their minds when they saw him and exposed themselves. Well, you need the alternative media to rise up in their said, that's not being allowed. And it's very easy for Congress to change that and very hard for Democrats to be against it.
I have to say, I've been disappointed, particularly lately, in Fox News. They kicked Todd Starnes to the curb.
For a really pretty good joke.
Which kind of amazed me. But I mean, it really did amaze me that they did that.
The one that I didn't like was Michael Knowles, because I don't watch Fox News. But one of my friends, actually a professional comedy writer, very, very smart man, called me and said, in the middle of Michael Knowles' interview with, I think it was Harris Faulkner, was sitting in for one of the primetime shows, and he said, you got to turn this on now. Turn it on now. And I watched the second half. My friend loved it so much, he backed it up on his TV so I could listen to the entire segment. It was about that little, that girl out of the horror movie, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
How dare you? Man, she's like out of a Stephen King movie.
It's a little
anyway,
scary. You're thinking of Children of the Corn specifically. Specifically, not
so
just
Michael
any
Knowles,
Stephen King
So Michael Knowles, who's a very
movie.
Handsome young man. I know him from L.A.
Yep.
He was hilarious. And the most, it was much like your interview with the Trump impersonator. It wasn't just the Trump impersonator. It was the way you interviewed him. Similarly, with Michael Knowles, it wasn't just that he was being funny. It was that the Hillary person or Obama person, whatever it was, some nut liberal, was getting so hysterical and angry and just losing his demeanor, let's say.
Right. He's full of demeanor.
It was the most hilarious segment. I'm going out. I tweet out. Great segment. Everybody should watch this. Within 10 minutes, I see Fox News announces Michael Knowles will no longer be allowed on their airwaves.
You're kidding.
Yes, because again,
I didn't know who he was. I didn't know. Get a lobotomy.
You will be on like that.
Well, it is interesting. A lot of people during the day. I mean, we know that I can't think of his name. He may as well be Don Lemon. He's on every day at 3 o'clock.
If you're talking about Fox, you may as well be talking about what happens on Mars. I do not know.
Well, no, I'm Shepard Smith. He kind of fulminates against Trump almost exactly the way Don Lemon does, and that's on Fox News. Harris Faulkner, I was on there briefly once,
She's great.
I said some things about pro-life, and she cut me right off. And I just thought, am I MSNBC? And then I realized, no, I'm on Fox. I don't know. That's another story. Matt Lauer, you wanted to touch on
right,
that scandal, the Me Too scandal.
That's what I wanted to talk about, because well, for one thing, I think conservatives are getting something wrong about this, which is I saw a lot of them tweeting. If people don't know the story, he has been accused, and Ronan Farrow, who broke the whole Harvey Weinstein story. So his book, I think, comes out today or something.
Yeah.
Lots of big press for it. And one of the news stories is that a young girl working at NBC News accuses Matt Lauer of a violent anal rape.
I was always hoping we get to that phrase on this program, and it only took 4 years.
And as my friends are saying to me, Anne, I love how you're taking a violent anal rape.
Yeah,
and
turning it into an HR issue,
turning it into an HR issue. But that is the point I'm making, because many conservatives are going back to the same obvious, boring point that she, the victim of the violent anal rape, then went on to continue to have an affair with him. Now, okay, admittedly, yep, I'm with you conservatives. Feminists have sort of expanded the definition of rape.
Right, right.
Admittedly, totally with you on that.
Right.
That isn't the point. Yes, I think if most people violently raped, we'll leave it at that. Don't then have an affair with their rapist. Don't call him up and say, you're free for a
most
drink.
Most people tend not to want to go
so
out with
I'll
their
admit
rapists.
This is
yeah.
not my typical definition
right,
of a rape.
Right.
But what's... What conservatives should be seeing in this is just the utter, blinding, disgusting, stinky hypocrisy of these moral monsters. I mean, all of them married, all of them having affairs. Just, I have had jobs before. I can't imagine when I was working at a law firm, I'm going on a business trip, as she was. She's in Sochi, Russia, and she's having five shots at the bar with Meredith Vieira. Matt Lauer goes up to Matt Lauer's room twice. That's where the alleged violent rape occurs.
Right, right.
And then she has the affair. Try to imagine, listeners, when you've had a job or if you have a job now. You're young. You've just started your job. So I'm on a business trip with a partner doing shots in the bar with him and then going to his hotel room. But that is just all in a day's
right.
work at our media. And the other great thing was in Heavy.com, they do five quick facts about, and
yeah.
it's about the accuser here. Just, you know, in the casual of this short little story, she worked on Meredith Vieira on a documentary that turned out to be totally false. 15 years later, turned out the guy was a con
Oops.
Man.
Hey.
So we get...
Everybody
they're not
participates.
Even doing what their basic job
every
is.
Every one of us has participated in an elaborate hoax on network news. Come on. We'll be right back with Ann Coulter.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. European Union nations have joined France and Germany in banning arms sales to Turkey, a rare move against a NATO ally for many of them. Despite the criticism from its NATO allies, Turkey showing little signs of relenting its military offensive against Kurdish groups in northern Syria, that's now in its sixth day. Uber laying off about 350 employees from its food delivery, autonomous vehicles, safety, insurance, and other teams. The move, the latest in a string of staff reductions at the ride-hailing giant since its ill-fated initial public offering. Stocks have stalled on Wall Street as investors remain cautious about the prospects of a full trade agreement between the U.S. and China. Technology and healthcare stocks have posted some gains, even as the energy sector fell. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 16 points, the Nasdaq up 2. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. My first question to Ann Coulter in this segment. Ann, have you bought a copy of Donald Builds the Wall?
Well, yes, I have.
No, you haven't. I gave that to you. Oh. That's cheating. Okay, second question. Actually, we're talking about Matt Lauer and the Me Too situation, and I heard there's several points that need to be made. The larger point is that the media culture, the culture of Hollywood, we've always kind of known it. When you hear about Harvey Weinstein, I think we all knew that they were pigs, that they did things that if you had a friend that even associated with someone who did those things, you'd smack them in the head and say, what is wrong with you? You do not associate with people that treat marriage like a joke, that are practically raping women. But we know that that has been the culture of many of the secular elites. Now, I do want to say that in the Ronan Farrow book, I think the least plausible thing in the whole book, and you've just pointed out the holes in it, is this allegation of rape against Matt Lauer. Because it sounds like, my goodness, you've done five shots. You're a woman. You've done five shots. You're in his hotel room. Her defense, she actually said this, was she was too drunk to say no. She actually said that she could not.
But I'm just saying, I think conservatives are missing the forest for the trees. What we have here is another Jeffrey Epstein story with these gross, disgusting elites, the ones who go on TV and weep to us about the Kurds, about the, oh, children in cages. They are absolute moral monsters. They treat women like ashtrays. They treat marriage as a joke. This is the exact same people. I mean, I've certainly known from my first book, High Crimes and Misdemeanors, about Bill Clinton. Who was it who defended him? Well, gosh, an awful lot of the same people, as I pointed out at the time, who defended OJ. Also the ones who are right there to defend Jeffrey Epstein, covering up for him, protecting him. The way the New York Times knew about Epstein and wrote flattering profiles about him because they have a board member who's on the MIT board and collecting money from Epstein. And now we see the same thing with Matt Lauer and Hillary Clinton and all circling the wagons to protect Harvey Weinstein. These are the people who come after us for, children in cages, by the way, is all caused by the ACLU, but that's another story.
Okay, but let me ask you a question, though. So you don't think that all of these revelations are leading, to some extent, to the draining of the so-called swamp, that we would never have heard of these things 10 years ago? Something is happening where we're seeing these things. These things are coming to light. And I do want to talk to you.
They came to light eventually with Bill Clinton. I mean, Trump gets no credit for this.
All right, score that as a zero credit. Okay, I want to talk to you about impeachment.
No, I'm not attacking him for it. He hasn't done anything bad.
No, I know.
I mean, you're getting a little 3D chessy on me.
No, that was actually 4D chess. That's why you didn't pick up on it, Ann. Okay, impeachment.
I wrote a book on it.
What are we? Well, no. You wrote a book on impeachment like a long time ago. High Crimes and Misdemeanors. That's a term from the Constitution.
But
we all know that's a living
curious
document. It doesn't apply anymore. Go ahead.
Isn't it curious that the left has not been able to mine that book for any quotes they could use against me? And you know why that is? Because I speak the truth, so nothing I say will ever come back to bite me. Obviously, when I wrote High Crimes and Misdemeanors, the subtitle will give away the theme, the case for the impeachment of Bill Clinton. I would be loosening the standards, if anything. No, I just went back and described the last, 400 years of where the phrase High Crimes and Misdemeanors came from. And nothing in that book is of any use to these lunatics in the claiming they can impeach Donald Trump. They wanted to impeach him from the moment they saw him. They The left always wants to impeach Republicans for policy disputes, which is textbook black letter law, not what impeachment is for. That's what elections are for.
Well, it's also not what democracy is for. I've been saying this, as you know, for many months, that when I looked at the crop of candidates that were out there on the Democratic side, I thought they're going to eat each other alive. And when they're all like on the ground bleeding and moaning, like an old bass out of the weeds will come Hillary Clinton to save America. I really maintain that because I cannot picture her watching TV and thinking all of these people who are infinitely less qualified and less deserving than I would be the first woman president or whatever.
That's like Donald builds the wall. It's a very happy thought. It's not going to happen.
Really?
No. Oprah might. I believe that. I also think I know from watching a little bit of cable news over the years, I know that what you're supposed to do is go on and whisper sweet nothings in your listeners' ears and not speak the truth. That's always been a downfall of mine. Look, I wouldn't be so confident Trump is going to win re-election. I'm not saying he's going to lose, but even if they run a lunatic
right.
against him.
Right.
And why is that? He didn't keep his promises. Some percentage of his base is not happy. The media and the left.
It's a pretty small percentage, Ann.
Just because you're not allowed to see him on Fox News doesn't mean they don't exist. Point two, the same way with Hillary, people just hated Hillary. She is a very hateful person. And a lot of voters just took the position, I don't care. Don't tell me about who's running against her. I don't want to know. I'm voting for whomever is not Hillary. I think a lot of people are going to do that with Donald Trump. So you can keep looking at the crazy proposals of Elizabeth Warren and Biden looks like he's out of it, but who knows, or the rest of them. And, you know, reparations and ending health insurance and so on and so forth. And we're going to open up the borders. These aren't popular, but a large number of people are just going to say, I can't take this anymore. And the only thing that's going to stop the media from yelling at me every night is if we get rid of this guy. I don't care who they're running against him. So I think it's 50-50. Obviously, the incumbent has advantages, usually wins. I would not be so cocksure that this is a shoo-in.
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't listening. Aha, we'll be right back with Ann Coulter. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores. So we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price, because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Boll & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. Bollandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I got Ann Coulter in the studio. And I've decided to let you get a word in edgewise. So tell us, when you say the media is missing the forest for the trees with regard to the Me Too scandal and everything, you're saying that basically the incredible moral horrors that we hear about coming from people who lecture us,
yes,
is not being talked about. But I feel like people do make that point. It's just hard to kind of get anywhere with it because people have always been doing that.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good argument.
Okay.
Don't point it out because I've heard it before.
Well, no, but I mean, I hear you pointing it out.
You cannot drive this into people often enough how sick these elites are who are bossing us around.
Yeah.
And they have the audacity to talk about Donald Trump lowering the his morals.
Right. Well, William F. Buckley famously, of course, said that I would rather be governed by the first 300 names in the Boston phone book than the faculty of Harvard University. Nothing has changed. That the elites have always been out of touch.
It's and far worse now. Now, I think that was just snippy liberals. That was, the best and the brightest.
Yeah.
No, now we have the gender feminist, social justice warrior types, what they were dreaming up in the education schools 20 years ago. I mean, white privilege? They get people talking about white. That's something that the Weather Underground would have talked about. And that is now being taught in schools. White privilege. Oh,
well,
I had an idea.
And it's ironic because the only reason I even had you on is
because of my
you're
white
a black
privilege.
Woman.
That's true. And it's about darn time. So one of my friends...
in America, you can be whoever you want to be.
Has
just,
kids
just remember
at a
that.
Very fancy private school with the children of lots of actors in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And apparently there are many, many white privilege weeks where they all denounce themselves for their privilege. And I had
I don't think
I've persuaded him is a good idea. And that is that all the students, because, you know, they do have to apply to college, that they do something about their white privilege when they get admitted to their top, whatever it is, colleges, 5, 10, they say, I will not take this spot. I would like it to go to a minority.
Right. I'm sure they'll do that any minute.
Yeah, and until they do that, not really buying, they care about it.
Well, I guess I'm hopeful that Trump will be elected. I'm sure that he'll be elected. But I will say this much. We're right not to take it for granted because of where things are. And I guess when I think about where we are right now with impeachment and all these things, do you not think that your average American does see the madness of all of these things and that he is a very rare sane voice on a lot of these issues?
Well,
I mean, it's almost shocking.
Right back to the original point from my first segment last week.
We were so much younger then.
Which is, we were so much younger.
But we're wiser
and I had so
now.
Much hope.
We're so much wiser.
Which is, when you say, doesn't your average American see that? Well, yeah, but the average American is being outvoted by Somalis.
Yeah, yeah.
I have bad news for you. That's why, I mean, I thought it was over, the country was over, the night Romney lost his election. He was the toughest on immigration, believe it or not, up until Trump came along. I mean, Gingrich was talking about, oh, we're not going to tear children from their grandmothers. And, you know, of course, well, they all wanted to grant
amnesty. By the way, you know,
all of them.
You know he's a cannibal. I shouldn't say that about somebody on the program, but it's true. It's horrible.
The night Romney lost, I thought it was going to be pedal to the metal opening the borders with Obama because he could just wreck the country in one swell swoop. We made it somehow. Trump came along. The night he was elected, I thought we had a 90% chance of saving it. Now he's done nothing. I think it's about 1%. Remember, Trump only won with like 80,000 votes spread over four states. And those aren't the people who are being interviewed on TV. So, yes, I mean, I think what the Democrats are doing is helping Trump. Is that going to be enough? Has Texas flipped? Has Florida flipped? If Trump ends up losing, I will say, I hope he loses by the exact number of felons that Jared re-enfranchised.
I'm not going to go there because I'm
a
nice person.
That was a great idea.
And here's what we're going to talk about. What you just said about the upcoming election, I guess the question is, the reason I keep bringing up Hillary, I look at the field and I think there doesn't seem to be anybody vaguely that seems like they might be president.
That's what Californians would have said a few years ago about someone like Gavin Newsom.
I know, but that there's always California. I still don't.
California, yeah, always California. California, not long ago, gave us President Nixon and President Reagan.
I know, but that's a little while ago.
So once the country changes, this appeal to what does the average American think, you're about to be outvoted, average American. And until Americans wake up to that, you're about to lose everything.
So you're saying, if I'm interpreting it correctly, that that the president should build the wall. Am I getting that right? Because I don't want to misrepresent you, that he should build the wall.
Deport illegals and anchor babies retroactively. Should have ended the nonsense, the unconstitutional amnesty for dreamers. I mean, Obama himself said, for whatever it was, 6 years, he said, I can't do this by executive order. It would be unconstitutional. Then he does the thing that the law professor had told us was unconstitutional. How hard is it to come in and undo an executive order that the person who signed it said was
unconstitutional? My question is, and try to be succinct because I don't want to miss this. I'm not kidding. Why do you think he hasn't? Why do you think the president hasn't? Because you make it sound so easy, and I wish it were, but I feel like I'm missing something.
I think he is a lazy, narcissistic, I can't use all the words scrolling through my head. I mean, if you don't like anal rape, you're not going to like the ones I'm coming up with now. I think he's lazy. I think he's narcissistic. I think if it requires him to so much as walk across the street to keep one promise to his supporters, no, that's too much trouble. I got to make a phone call to Lindsey Graham? No. No, here I'm going to go back and tweet. I'm going to sit in bed and eat a cheeseburger. And how's Ivanka doing?
I hope the president doesn't listen to this interview because I don't think you're persuading
and
him very effectively.
What can I do to promote my children and their companies?
You're playing into the Democrats' narrative right now. We're going to be right back, folks. We're going to continue talking to Ann Coulter.
No, I'm not. If I were playing into their narrative, they'd put me on. I'm no help for them.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. looks to be heading toward a full military withdrawal from northern Syria.
Amid growing chaos and Turkey pushing into the region, Pentagon Chief Mark Esper said yesterday that President Trump has directed that American troops start pulling out of northern Syria as fast and safely as possible. Esper did not say the president has told them to leave Syria altogether, but that seems the next step as the situation gets worse. The president is today threatening big sanctions on Turkey as punishment for its assaulting the north. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, who had blasted the president's decision to pull back from northern Syria, is now blaming Turkey and says it will face crippling sanctions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks lower on Wall Street as investors remain cautious about the prospects of a full trade agreement between the U.S. and China. The Dow is down 26 points. The Nasdaq is down 3. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, this is Eric from Texas Show. I'm talking to Ann Coulter, and I'm sad because this is the last segment with you, and you're not around that much, and you're so much fun to talk to. What you were just talking about, I was just saying that when you make it sound like Trump is just trying to prop up his kids and their businesses, I don't agree with that, but you, I said you're sort of playing into the Democrats' narrative that Biden is doing the same thing and that there's no
difference.
Well,
incidentally, that isn't my main argument against him. I was just sort of rambling at the end of a question you asked me.
Right.
I don't know. Why isn't he keeping his promises? I mean, I could say check with his, you know, who knows, check his dream journal. I don't know. I'm just guessing, and this is what it looks like to me. So that was the end of that question. But when you say...
Very, very funny. I want to write a humor piece of his
But when you say you are playing into the liberal version, I do want to point out, well, two things. One is that I think you don't fully understand how people will say and do anything to be on TV, as we know from what has happened at various networks and
right.
the men they're willing to have sexual relations with in order to be on TV.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, they'll go on TV and say things they don't believe.
I got this job by having a relationship with Bella Abzug in the 70s. I didn't like it 1 minute, but let me tell you something. I'm here, aren't I? I love you,
but
Bella.
But look, if I were saying things that were at all... This is a point about the left and what they care about. If I were saying things, as much as I bash Trump for not keeping his promises, if I were saying anything that helped the left... I would be getting calls. My phone wouldn't stop ringing. Now, isn't it curious? I'm not saying I do those shows.
Yeah.
I don't want to help them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're crazy. Don't get
yeah.
me wrong.
Yeah.
Why isn't that? Because the reason they hate Trump is because they hate America. They hate this Christian country. They hate God most of all. That's why they hate Trump. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but Christians seem to understand that. Non-Christians don't. You can have a non-Christian that is saving a Christian country, and that's what Trump promised to be. What they hate is civilization and this country, and Trump is just the representative of that. That's why I am not helpful to their cause, because I'm trying to keep the president to keep his promises so that we can save this wonderful country.
I wish we were out of time, but we're not. We've got another
two minutes. You just made such a great point there
because I think, look, I think you're right. We could unpack that for 2 hours. Maybe the next time you're here, we'll do that. But what you just said, I think, is exactly correct. We're talking about some issues like American-style self-government, liberty. Those are the things that have made this country great. And if we don't preserve them, and if we don't build the wall and deal with immigration, those things go away. And there's no one waiting in the wings to take our place,
nope,
to hold up the...
It's going
to
be China, apparently. We're all bowing down to them right now. But no, and also, I mean, the identity politics stuff, and it's just going to get worse. I mean, as I've said many times, and I think this is a useful point for conservatives to keep in mind, affirmative action, the civil rights laws, set-asides, discrimination law, that is for one group of people, the descendants of American slaves. I'm so fed up with, you know, ties. They get here on Friday. By Monday, I notice there are no ties on the evening news broadcast.
Right.
No, screw you. We didn't do anything to you. That isn't part of the umbrella. It ends up being nothing but an anti-white program. And the more groups you bring in, I mean, it's crazy that we're, help me. I'm trying to escape. They get here and suddenly they're getting preferential treatment, getting into college over an American kid.
Preferential treatment
is for the descendants of American slaves, period.
But you realize that what we're talking about is cultural Marxism. That's exactly what it is. You know that. We've said it. Ann Coulter, I'm so sorry we're out of time. My friend, thank you.
Thank you. See you around Christmas.
Hey there, folks. The Alliance Defending Freedom. These folks are heroes. They do what they do, but they cannot do it without your help. They need you to step up. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Give generously. If you want to know how you can help the country, I promise you, if you give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, you're helping the country. It's very important. Our website is MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner. Please give generously. This is an important thing that they're doing. They need your help.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.